Hello, my name is Penina Bernstein. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Chavakuk, Parak Gimel. We resume our learning today with Chavakuk's response to that which Hashem has shown him in the prophecy in Parak Bet, Chapter 2. Hashem has expressed in Parak Bet that justice will be given to the Babylonians, the Kastim, but that patience is necessary in order to really see it through. Parak Bet culminates with a description of Hashem's glory impacting the world, and this theme continues throughout our parak, our chapter as well. In addition, it is important to note that this parak also serves as the Haftorah for the second day of the holiday of Shavuot in Galut outside of Eretz Yisrael. The reason for this is that certain verses, certain psukim, including Pasuk Dalet, reference ideas that relate to the giving of the Torah. Specifically, Radak explains that the light referenced in verse 4, Pasuk Dalet, refers to when Hashem gave the Torah and the world radiated his divine light. Our parak today begins by informing us that what we are about to learn is a prayer by Chavakuk, beginning with the words Tfilah l'Chavakuk Hanavi al Shigyonot, a prayer of the prophet Chavakuk about the Shigyonot. There is a debate amongst the commentators as to what exactly the word Shigyonot means. According to Rashi, it is a reference to mistakes, the word shkia meaning mistake in Hebrew, and that the prayer of Chavakuk is in reference to the mistakes he made with the rebellious language he used in Parak Aleph, specifically where he criticized divine justice in the world. The Chumat Enoch commentary, the Chida, explains that this prayer is instead of a sacrifice that he may have offered in the Beit HaMikdash to atone for this sin. The Dat Mikra, on the other hand, using a linguistic understanding based on language from Zams to Hillim, explains that the word Shigayon appears in only one other place in Tanakh. It appears in Sefer Tehillim, and there it is a reference to either being a type of song or a musical instrument. Therefore, the Dat Mikra explains that the understanding of the verse is entirely different. He explains the verse as the prayer of Chavakuk using the method of shigayon, of a specific musical instrument or tune. When we zoom out from the chapter, we notice that there are also other things that tell us that this parak is not only a prayer by Chavakuk, but that perhaps it is a song. Throughout the parak, there are words that demonstrate that it is a shir, a song, including the phrase sela, which appears three times, the word lamnatzeach, and the phrase neginotai. All three of these phrases reference elements of songs and phrases that appear primarily in Sefer Tehillim and are used in the context of different chapters that are song-based or song-like. According to the Malbim, this parak gimel can be divided into three sections. The first section is the beginning psukim of the chapter, psukim aleph through gimel, verses 1 through 3, where the Malbim explains that Chavakuk is praying to Hashem not to conceal himself from Bnei Yisrael in exile in Galut. According to the Malbim, verses 4 through 13 are a tefillah, are a prayer, about the way that Hashem will act in the world during the times of exile, and as well as about the revelation of Hashem at the time of redemption when he comes to save his nation of Bnei Yisrael. According to the Malbim, the rest of the chapter, verses 14 through 19, is Chavakuk's prayer that the difficult times in exile will be symbolic of the upcoming redemption, and that the tzarot, the difficulties that will present themselves, will actually bring forward the redemption. The Dat Mikra, the Sefer written by Menachem Bola specifically on Chavakuk, has a different way of dividing the chapter. According to the Dat Mikra, verse 1 is an introduction to the chapter, and Pasuk Bet, verse 2, is a prayer to Hashem that he will carry out the destruction of the Babylonians, and that Hashem will mitigate the suffering, the pain of Bnei Yisrael during this process. He specifically uses the phrase, Berogez Rachim Tiskor, meaning in your anger, Hashem, on the day of your judgment against the other nations, please be merciful, meaning please be merciful towards Bnei Yisrael. Dat Mikra explains that the next section of the chapter actually begins with Pasuk Gimel and concludes with Pasuk Yudalit. He explains that it is a description of Hashem's manifestation during the moments where he the Babylonians during exile and during the redemption of Bnei Yisrael. Psukim Tet Vav and Tet Zayin, explain the Da'at Mikra, are actually a description of Chavakuk's own personal reaction to the intensity of Hashem and his vision of the Day of Judgment. He says in the Pasuk, Shemati Vatirgaz B'ni, I heard and my stomach was fearful, my stomach trembled, expressing Chavakuk's own intense reaction to these visions that he is witnessing in the previous Psukim. The conclusion of this parak, and the Sefer, according to the Da'at Mikra, describes Chavakuk's confidence that Hashem will redeem Bnei Yisrael after the destruction of the Babylonians. After learning both of these opinions, one gets a sense that the general theme of this parak is Chavakuk's prayer and description as to what times during exile, Galut, look like, and what the experience of redemption will look like as well. Specifically, there is a focus in understanding the changes that God's revelation brings to the world, both during exile and during redemption. As Pasuk Yud, verse 10 states, Ra'ucha yachilu harim, zeramayim avar, natan tehom kolo, rom yadehu nasa. The mountains rock at the sight of you, Hashem. A torrent of rain comes down. Loud roars the deep water. The sky returns the echo. Pasuk Yud Aleph continues the same idea. Shemesh yarech amad zivula leor chitzecha yahalechu lenoga barak chanitecha. Sun and moon will stand on high as your arrows fly in the brightness, your flashing spear in brilliance. These psukim are symbolic of some of the other verses in this chapter that demonstrate that during the time that God's presence is revealed, things that typically function according to nature will act differently. The final verses of this parak, Psukim Yud Zayin through Yud Tet, conclude this sefer with an expression of bitachon and emuna, of faith. Ki te'ina lo tifrach ve'in yevul ba'gfanim, ki chesh ma'ase zayit ushtemut lo asa, ochel gazar bimchalat zon ve'in bakar ba'rifatim. Though the fig tree does not bud and no yield is on the vine, though the olive crop has failed and the fields produce no grain, though sheep have vanished from the fold and no cattle are in the pen, v'ani ba'adonai e'eluza agila b'elohe yishii, yet I will rejoice in Hashem, in my God who delivers me. Radak explains that the crops and animals described in verse 17 in Pasuk Yud Zayin are references to the other nations that will be destroyed during the times of Gog and Magog, or that they will come to Yerushalayim during that time and be unsuccessful. Chavakuk's reaction to the knowledge that there will be a day of judgment is that he, Chavakuk, will rejoice in Hashem, as he has faith and confidence in Hashem as his strength. As the final pasuk says, Adonai Elohim Cheli, Hashem, my God, is my strength. As we reflect upon this chapter and the Sefer as large, we notice that this chapter is a conversation between the Navi Chavakuk and Hashem. While Chavakuk begins with questions for Hashem, the Sefer concludes not with Chavakuk having all of the answers, but rather with Chavakuk understanding that Hashem is the one who guides the world, and therefore he can take solace in that understanding. Chavakuk continues to pray and advocate for Bnei Yisrael, while simultaneously expressing in our parak his belief and trust in Hashem as the source of the ultimate strength. May this perspective, that Hashem always has our backs, be one that guides us through our own ups and downs, through clarity and through questions, until the coming of Mashiach Tzimkenu b'mheira b'yaminu, until the coming of the Messiah, may it be soon in our days. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.